Welcome to Chinook. I'm Karen Michelle McPherson with a program on Koyukon Athabaskan Riddles. This is Koyukon linguist Eliza Jones of the Alaska Native Language Center.
Tatsakas ana means it's kind of like I riddle you because we don't want to breathe with smoke. We're hiding our faces, turn our faces in or sort of back. That's the riddle. And the answer is Delodzoich. It's spruce cones, a bunch of spruce cones in a bunch. And when you see it in a bunch, it's a sort of all turning in. And people look at it and think of it as having their faces turned away from the smoke around the campfire. Because a long time ago when people had fire, I mean, people had to live around open fire, open campfires. And sometimes the wind come up and they had turn their faces away to keep from breathing the smoke. Traditionally, everybody would be in camp in the fall time. Then they would get back together in December and stay together for about a month before they have to go out and start trapping again. And it's sometime in December and January that they would do formal riddling each other. And the riddle, and one thing it does is it promotes the lengthening of the days. I mean, that's one way of celebrating the solstice.
What area are we talking about?
Well, this is in the Koyukon area, which is Huslia, Kaikuk, Hughes, Alakak, and all this area. Nularo and Kaltag and those places also did riddlings, but they didn't use quite the same words. Athabaskan language is very complex, but the words that are used in riddles are even more complex. I guess they're kind of higher words than the ordinary language. It's the same kind of words that people use in making songs and giving names to people and so on. So it just sort of hints at the idea. Remember, there's a whole story behind it. Another riddle is Tatsak as Anna, you know not as doll dicht. Tatsak as Anna translates something like, wait, I see something. There's a charcoal crossing the river way up there. Can you guess? Weasel tail. So it's just a little black spot that's crossing the river way up there. You can't see the weasel, but you could see the tail crossing the river. People look at something and they get ideas in their head, like maybe they'd see a bit, they walk around in the summertime and they'd see a salmon berry sort of leaning over very heavy on its stem, and they'd get a riddle idea about that. So the riddle for salmon berries is Tlasak as Anna Tsok and Okal Kadik Ida. Wait, I say something. Something looks like a cash that's leaning over. And that's the salmon berries.
So is there a certain form then for making it be a riddle?
It's kind of like it is like so and so. The riddle for snares along the riverbanks, people used to have snares along the riverbanks all the time, is Tlatsak as Anna Tlatne, no, Tladon. Wait, I see something. There are people staring along. Tladona is the banks on the sandbar side of the river where there's willows. And another one, this is another one for snares too, is Tatsak as Anna Tdon yuyin trots at law. And that's wait, I see something. People are haven't got their butts sticking up along the riverbanks. And that's the and that's a spring pole snare. Yeah, because they use a pole to set the snare, and one end of the pole is sticking way up in the air. And so that's the riddle for that. One of the things that I did in my work here at the Alaska Native Language Center is write up stories about Uncle Chief Henry when he was living. And one time I sent him a tape, and I had some questions about a tape that I was working on. And so he answered the question that I asked, and then he went and read me on it. He recorded about 28 or so riddles. And he said, and the way he started out is he said, you know, he said, I get real lonesome just sitting around here, nobody to talk to, nobody to listen to me. And he said, and I keep thinking about all these neat things that people used to say and talk. So he said, I'm going to record this riddles for you. He said, you know, nowadays everybody is taking after the white people, but maybe someday somebody will pick up on this. And so, and then he put these riddles on the tape for me. Some of his riddles are, Tlatak as anayu gets odds and sakai one da del nich adikidni. Wait, I see something over in the, either in imagination or in the next world. It sounds like somebody is singing a lullaby to a child. And the answer is Kholintoyiga. That's the noise of the current when it's running. Isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm.
It seems like the riddles are all about natural things.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's another thing Uncle Chief Henry commented on was this, you know, all these things, all these riddles that he remember are about things that has to do with living in the nature, living in camps and stuff. And he said it would be very hard for people nowadays to try to guess these things because they don't experience the same kind of life. And one of the things he said they'd say, if they come close to guessing the right thing, see, somebody would riddle, and there would be a whole bunch of people in the house, and they would take turns trying to guess what the answer is. And if you come real close, they'd say hakho. That means you're real close. I think it's kind of like who could tell the most riddles. You know, the one who guesses the riddles gets a turn to tell a riddle. Of course, there were some people who know more than the others, and they can make up some too as they go along. During my time, it was, you know, it wasn't a big gathering the way I heard it used to be. You know, people used to go gather in one camp. They used to go from each other's camp to next to riddle each other's during solstice. But during my time, it was people just gathering in somebody's house. And they didn't really make up a lot of new ones. They were just telling the riddles that they remembered. And it was still a lot. It was a lot of fun listening to them, and trying to guess. And some of the riddles that I've told you about the rabbit snares and so on, those are the easier ones. And you know, the harder ones are harder to remember. Tlatak as ana hotlot hadikin denadakan kadigita. Let's see. Wait, I see something. At the headwater, there is a pile. It looks like a pile of sticks in the water. That should be easy. That's and that's the beaver feed. Tlatsak as ana you gets a odds and nil geta nil the dag iliok adik eta. Where I see something, it looks like in the imagination or in the other world, looks like a caribou has locked horns. And that's koidlich de loyula, and that's the dry willows. You know how it's all mm-hmm. grown together? That's
nice.
Yeah.
When you refer to something as in the other world,
Yuuk it's otsana is a word that means it can be in the spirit world or in the imagination. So in a person's imagination, in my imagination, it looks like this. That's sort of a lot of the riddles are told like that. Tlasak as ana adohodnasikin, dohodnasikin. And let's see, wait, I see something. I am stubbornly at the same, I don't know how to say this, stubborn place or something like that. And when people travel by sleds and dog teams and stuff through the portages, there's always a stump that the sled is always hitting and that veers off. That's what that is. I say the same stubborn place. here's a good one. Tlatsak as ana lik talil altlach qadiget an. Wait, I see something. Something is acting like a dog that's licking up the broth. Okay. Kwantlula, which is the flame, fire flame. You know how it goes out like this? Well, you know, somebody look at that and say, you know, just like a dog licking up its broth, you know, sticking its tongue out. Tlatsak as ana qeh de loyul qadikita. Wait, I see something. Something looks like qeh de loyul. Birch branches. And the answer is tikhon ka, wolf tail. Tlatsak as ana tsabakol qadikita. Wait, I see something. Something looks like a spoon. I guess it means shiny like a spoon. And the answer is kochdots and tlera, the back of a rabbit. The back of a rabbit. It's, you know, when you look at it, it's real shiny in the back. So, you know, compared to a silverware, you really have to use your imagination for this kind of thing, because you think of things as you see things so differently. You know, like you look at a snowshoes and you think of it as having a head and a tail and, you know, all this thing. It refers to being really aware of things when you're walking out in the woods and stuff. You know, the birds make the birch bark flapping in the wind and so on.
Koyukon linguist Eliza Jones of the Alaska Native Language Center at the University of Alaska in Fairbanks. I'm Karen Michelle McPherson. Chinook is a production of KUAC-FM at the University of Alaska in Fairbanks.